I speak to your soul, and if there is any trauma that is nestled or hidden inside your mind, your will, your emotions, or your physical body, I command that trauma to come out right now. I release the Holy Spirit to flood into every part of your soul and your body to wash away all trapped and impacted trauma, all the memory that's being held in your body, negative trauma memory in your body. I wash it out with rivers of living water, cleansing your mind of memories, your will of memories, your emotions of memories right now.
I am Liz Wright. Welcome to Live Your Best Life. The only thing that matters now is living by the power of this wonderful new creation life. We're going to become an undefeatable force of radiating glory, and we are rising up strong now in this hour.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in for this week's episode of Live Your Best Life. And my gosh, this is going to be a powerful next 30 minutes of your life. So if you can, just let this be time with you and Jesus, because it's going to be incredible. So my friend joining me for today's conversation is so full of love and compassion and authority. And she has a very powerful prison ministry. She's an international speaker and an author. She's a TV producer, a TV presenter. She moves in a realm of the miraculous that I think I have never seen before. And I've done several conferences with her now. She's now also a mentor, having just launched a one-year course where she's going to equip the body of Christ in being able to move in the miracle realm that she experiences. So it's my joy to welcome into the conversation with me today, Katie Souza. Katie, welcome.
Hi, my friend. I just love being with you so much. Thanks for inviting me back.
Oh, I love being together too. This honestly, before we jumped on with you guys, we got wrecked with joy. Holy Spirit. So the pair of us are a little bit drunk right now with this Holy Spirit. There's so much of his presence. He's going to pour out and heal you. And you're going to hear truths today that are literally, they're going to transform your life. So just prepare, open your heart and listen to what he's saying to you, because his presence is moving powerfully. Okay, just to begin with, I am going to show you a clip of what happened last year in our annual conference Encounter 2024, when Katie began to minister. And the realm of the miraculous began to move, and people started to experience metal melting out of their bodies. It was phenomenal. So just watch this, and we'll be back in a moment.
Yeah, what do you got? What do you got?
My wife can attest. I had a steel plate right here. You could feel it. You could see it. Gone.
What's your name?
Corey.
Corey, how did you get the metal plate?
Work injury, and doctors basically botched me.
What did happen at work? How did you get the injury?
Some wood fell off my truck and I tried to catch it.
Smart. So then you had a surgery and they botched it, and they had to put it in a metal plate. How big was the plate?
It's about an inch and a half.
An inch and a half in your arm. Where's your wife? Come in here, baby. Come on. Run up here, you're the next contestant on The Price is Right. So when you went in for surgery, how long did it take? Was it distressful? What was it?
The leading to the surgery was very distressful. It took about 6 months to finally get approval for the surgery. And the doctor decided that the best form to fix my hand and my wrist is to cut my bone and shorten it and put a plate in there to hold it.
Okay, now. So you're saying that this bone, what do you know what the name of the bone is?
The ulna.
The ulna bone was cut short, and then the plate was put in to take up this. To bind it up. Okay, now, feel again. Do you feel the metal?
No.
Okay, now, what's your name, honey?
So I'm Teal.
Okay, now, you of course were there during this whole thing. What was going on in your mind while this is going on?
Well, it was scary just knowing that it was going to get broken. But for the last, I don't even know how many years it's been, I've literally been able to feel every corner and edge of the plate. And it's caused issues over the years. And so every once in a while he'll go, I need prayer. And so I would literally run my fingers around the edge of the plate. It's not there.
It's not there. Okay. Wow, can we give God the biggest praise?
Wow, can you believe it? Same Holy Spirit is inside of you right now, is surrounding you, and there's no in his heart, right? He wants to restore all of us completely. Okay, so Katie, I wanted to ask you, when that's happening and that realm of the miraculous, that's just recreative transformational miracles, is happening, what's going on inside of you?
Well, there's so many steps, right? There's first, I'm trying to administrate the teaching and, you know, and the getting in the glory and worship according to where I want to take people, which is to that place of manifestation of the miracle. So there's the contending for these certain things to happen. I once had a friend of mine tell me, Tony Kemp, who is massive metal guy, he said, even more important than the power that's present is the administration and getting it right. So I'm being very, I don't want to say, you know, logical, but I'm using the brain that God gave me, as well as flowing with the Holy Spirit, to make that those steps happen. And yeah. Then there's the fight of faith. I mean, I've seen metal happen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times, but there's always still that, you know, that taking a risk. You have to be nuts to stand up and say, metal's disappearing right now. You know, in Jesus'
name. If it's not.
Right. Thank God that I've rarely had those moments when I said that and it didn't happen. So, but you know, and then I would have to contend with it if it pushed back on me. But mm-hmm. So there's that. And then when it's happening, I'm aware of now I'm in the flow. Now I'm in the glory. I'm working with the Holy Spirit and an angel, because it's not just the Holy Spirit, but an angel that does it. And there's a lot of scriptures about angels working with the Holy Spirit. Mm. You know, I could cite them. I don't think we have enough time, but it's very important to know that the angel comes, and the angel's part of, the angel could be, not always, bringing a body part from heaven. It doesn't always happen like that. The angel could be, it doesn't always happen, pulling the metal out, because the metal turns into a frequency and it begins to vibrate, so that what was once solid becomes a frequency that can wave out of the body. And an angel sometimes assists with that. And then the angel also will do things like move the person's bone back into place and where it's supposed to be. And then the Holy Spirit is involved in this by getting that person healed of the trauma that could prevent, and we can talk about that more in a minute, that could actually prevent the miracle from happening, because the Holy Spirit has power and does that. And the Holy Spirit will also, you know, flood that person with rivers of living water, so they're getting healed in here, but in their body. But then when the angel moves the bone back into place, let's say it's an ankle bone or a whatever bone, that there was a metal plate taking its place, and now the Holy Spirit's quickening the bone to grow back, and the angel's pushing it into its right place, while the Holy Spirit's quickening the bone to regenerate and then also to hold the adjustment. Because an mm-hmm. angel will move a bone into place, and then the Holy Spirit will quicken the bone matter to meld together, so the bone doesn't go back out of place. It holds the adjustment that the angel brought. So there's this thing, there's a lot, there's so much happening. Yeah. While it's happening, and then I raise faith, because I'm calling for testimonies. That's a risk. What about if nobody comes up? You know,
right.
I'm calling for testimonies, and then I'm interviewing people and making sure I'm asking all the questions that will raise faith in the room for more metal miracles to happen. Because I always am looking for that one breakthrough miracle. that somebody comes up and now their pain is gone. You know, how's your pain? What was it before the prayer? It was a 10. What is it now? It's a 0. Faith raiser. Okay. Where was the metal before? It was here. How did it get there? Big story about the accident or with the other. Okay. Could you feel it with your fingers? Yes. Can you feel it now? No. Dig for it. Dig for it. Okay. I'm digging. You know, can you find the metal? No. And then sometimes I'll bring out the metal detector. We did that at your meeting. There was a guy that had a bullet and I brought out the metal detector. He had had that bullet in there for, I don't think he said like 40 years or something. He'd never told anybody but his wife. He had gotten shot as a kid when he was on the street, I think. And it's, he never told his parents because they were going to get mad at him because he wasn't supposed to go out into the street. His parents told him, don't go out. And he went out and he got shot as a drive-by. And he didn't tell them. He went to the neighbor and the neighbor tried to get the bullet out and couldn't. And it was in there for decades. And it came out and we metal detected him at your meeting.
I remember.
That raised his faith.
Yeah.
But you have to be careful. You don't want to metal detect somebody that had like a huge apparatus and they can still feel like the metal rod, but the screws that were around it, they can't feel anymore. And the pain is gone. Because if you metal detect that, the Holy Spirit's either still working on that or God sometimes doesn't take all the parts out. He only takes a little bit out.
Yeah.
And if you metal detect it and it goes off, people will lose faith, even though the screws have disappeared and the guy can't feel them anymore, or the woman or whatever. So it's definitely a skill set as you work with the Holy Spirit and the glory and the angel.
Yeah, it's very powerful. There's so many different moving parts, aren't there? Because I'm so aware, obviously, we've spoken together before. I'm so aware you're so sensitive to Holy Spirit on the inside. You're moving, like you said, with intelligent experience, you know what I mean, in the ways of God, raising faith in the room, involving the families, involving the person, so that the whole experience is authentic and people, the faith is rising in the room. But also you can see you're moving in words of knowledge. You're so in tune with Holy Spirit. Is there a point where you feel like that faith ignite inside of you or Holy Spirit just shift and the realm just opens? Is there like a moment or is it progressive for you?
For me, myself, I'm watching the audience and I'm seeing if they're in the moment because I have faith for it. Right. Because I've seen so many and it's still a risk even for me. But I'm watching the audience to see where are they at? Are they just standing there during, I always have people come up and worship at the end. Are they just doing this or are they engaging? Are they lifting their hands? Are they singing, and are they doing it corporately or is there like half that isn't and half that is or only the front is or, I'm scanning.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the audience because the more the corporate body is engaged, the more likely you're going to have a realm open up for that type of manifestation.
Yeah, it's amazing to experience. I mean, I remember last year. And guys, if you want to join us for this year's, jump onto lizwright.org. You'll find the tickets. There's still some available because it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, it is.
You haven't experienced the glory in this realm of healing that opens and encounters. It's just phenomenal. So I remember, I mean, the place goes electric, doesn't it? When people start coming forward and like that, the security guard or the ex-military guy, and he's just like no more plates in his body and the shock and the awe and the tears and the, it's just phenomenal, isn't it? Because you're watching people's lives change and not just their lives and all the pain gone, but also the impact it's had on family. You know, there's just a huge restoration that happens. So there's something else I wanted to ask you, Katie, to expand on is, the thing that you've found over the years are the primary causes for people not to experience their healing.
Well, the basics, right? Bitterness, offense, because the judgment, criticism, because the Bible does say you'll prosper and be in health even as your soul prospers. And those things will hold back a miracle like bones moving and metal disappearing. And also trauma is a big one. What happens is when somebody has had multiple traumas and not just the trauma of the actual accident or disease that, caused the metal or the implant to be put in there in the first place, but the trauma of life, of losing a loved one or having something happen in a marriage or something like that. All these traumas have to be dealt with because when a person is in trauma, not only, you know, they cannot prosper and be healthy because their soul's not prospering, but their physical body will clench. It's clenching. And when the physical body clenches because of trauma, you know how you are like this when you're in trauma, right?
Yeah.
When it does that, the body literally holds on to the metal implant and the implant. It won't let go. I've had many things happen like that. I had a guy that he had a long, like a long screw, and his wife had just gotten healed. She had a metal plate and she could taste it in her mouth and she couldn't move her head. And I said, she goes, why do I taste it in my mouth? I go, because it's dissolving. It's and you're tasting it in your mouth. And she could then move her head and she went into an ecstatic state. She was rolling on the floor. And so her husband came and he said, I've got a metal screw. And so I'm looking at him. The first thing I look at is I'm looking to see what trauma you have. I'm waiting for the Holy Spirit to talk. And I heard something about a biker club. I said, are you a biker? Or do you ride in a biker club? He goes, no, I don't ride in a biker club. I said, do you ride? He goes, yeah. And I said, well, why am I hearing biker club? He goes, oh, because I tried to start a Christian biker club and my best friend ruined it. Trauma number one. As soon as we got rid of that, the metal shrank, but it didn't go all the way away. It only shrank partly. So then I'm like, there's still something else. So then I said, I heard man's best friend. I said, do you have a dog? And he goes, and he started bawling. He goes, yeah, she just died last week. He was in trauma from his pet, his best friend dying. As soon as I got rid of that trauma, it disappears all the way. I've had that happen many times. I've had people where, I had a woman that had a metal cage. And I was praying for her, and I had to whack out and get words of knowledge about like five different traumas. And each time I would whack one out, the cage would shrink. And then there would be another one. And we'd get rid of that trauma, and the cage would get smaller again. And then another one. And each time, until finally the cage was gone, she had no pain. She could not feel the cage. She had full mobility. But it took the layers of trauma being healed in her soul that were causing her body to hold on to that metal before the metal could disappear. We had to get rid of that. So this is part of the administration that's very important.
Yeah, it's seriously important, isn't it? I was remembering, Katie, when you were speaking, when I was healed all those years ago of motor neuron transmission disorder. So you remember I was in bed for the most part for probably 6 months, approximately 8 hours. You know, I'd be sleeping, get up for just like 20 minutes and then back to sleep. And I ended up in the London clinic and for a couple of weeks, and they did all these experimental tests on me. And in the end, they diagnosed me and just said through prolonged acute chronic stress, my body had stopped producing the chemical that transmits from the brain through the nervous system to allow the muscles to move. So I was dying and they said, there's nothing we can do for you. And so they sent me home with some guinea pig concoction of medications or something. But they were like, we can't cure you. And then I heard the Lord. I heard the Lord speaking to me really clearly. And he said, read. And it was a particular psalm. And it was in the Life Application Bible. And at the beginning, it said, for the sick and abandoned. And he used those words. And suddenly I just began to sob and sob. And I started to get filled with the Father's love, baptized in the Father's love, and feel more secure. I was just overwhelmed with the Father's love. Now, as that happened, my heart started to heal. And all the people, principal people in my life that had really, really hurt me and I had trauma, historic trauma from, I began to love them with supernatural love as the Father's love was pouring in me and coming out of me. Wow. And then I just spontaneously began to forgive. I was just like, I forgive you. I love you. Seeing, you know, my heart was just washed. Oh, man. Yeah. And then within seconds, I felt like I was plugged into the electric socket and a power electricity shot through me. And I was totally healed. And I went from hardly being able to walk at all, would have died 100%, you know, to nothing wrong with me. Went back to the specialists in London and Harley Street. And they just said, oh, it had to be some kind of spontaneous remission. We have no explanation. It's impossible for this to be healed, you know. And I've not had it since. The only time my energy ever dropped down after that was where I was holding unforgiveness. Mm. Holy Spirit showed me, you're depleting your energy by holding the offense. And I released it and I learned the power of forgiveness on the body and our lives. And after that, I don't hold offense. I don't hold it. I just want to let go of it.
So yeah, and the same thing I've seen in other people, when the forgiveness happens and the heart heals, the physical healing takes place. So it's seriously important, this teaching that you're bringing.
Yeah, it's so true. I mean, you know, I see it all the time. I had a guy that in prison, and he was a skeptic, he was an unbeliever, they're trying to get him saved. And another guy had a screw disappear, so I used that guy's miracle to get him, you know, believing. I actually heard the word skeptic and I called it out. I said, "Who's a skeptic?" You know, me with my voice. And I was like, "Who doesn't believe?" You know, and he ran down and goes, "I'm a skeptic and I've got metal." And so I was like, "Okay, touch that guy's metal. Do you feel it? Is it, you know what screws feel like? You have screws in your hand? Can you feel that screw in that guy's hand?" He's like, "I don't feel it." And I'm like, "You don't feel it? Touch it again." And he goes, I go, "Do you feel that screw in his arm?" He goes, "No, I don't feel it." He goes, "Your screws are next." And you know, but then I had to, you know, first then I grabbed his hand because he had two or three screws in his hand, I believe. And I didn't start commanding the metal to disappear. I waited for the Holy Spirit to tell me what his trauma was. And it was that his wife had left him while he was in prison. And so I ministered to that, and then the metal disappeared. It's just, you said holding on. The body holds on, the mind holds on, the soul holds on. It's terrible.
Yeah, it holds the toxic energy, doesn't it, the emotion. And now I think all these years later, I'm very, like you are, I'm very sensitive to Holy Spirit. I'm very sensitive to energy. I can feel the energy state of emotion inside of me, or discerning that in somebody else, and Holy Spirit shows me. So, you know, and then it's his love, isn't it? As his love and his compassion, his presence pours into people. You know, one of the things that blows me away when I watch your videos when you go into the prisons, and many times you're speaking to people that don't know Jesus. Mm-hmm. And then the look, like there was a woman that I watched recently where you just loved on her, and she had a bullet in her leg, and she didn't know Jesus. And just to see the look on her face, you know, when this bullet dissolves.
I know.
It's not just the healing, is it? It's the revelation of how loved everybody actually is. And you embody that, Katie, the unconditional love of Jesus, when you go into these prisons, and you literally just, in your, you know, your amazing way, you just love everybody. And they get set free, like literal revival breaks out, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, when God does that kind of stuff, it does. You know, one miracle like that can change the whole room. Yeah. That's what happened with that girl with the bullet. And, you know, she could feel the bullet, and then she dug and dug and dug and couldn't feel it. And we ran the metal detector over her, and it didn't, you know, indicate. And she just basically looked at me and said, "How you do that?" And I was like, "It's Jesus that does it." So, you know, it really is a game changer. That's why, you know, people think, "Oh, who cares about metal?" You know, people who don't have metal and don't have problems will say that. But it, honestly, this kind of miracle really brings faith, because of just the looking at the impossibility of how it looks, that how could something so solid like metal disappear from somebody's body? And then when it does, you have to know, everybody in the room knows, something supernatural beyond our own capacity just happened, and it has to be God. So
It has to be God. And then they begin to experience something more of their value, how loved they are, that they belong, that they're children of God, they have worth. I mean, lives heal through physical healing, don't they? They really don't mind it. You know, mine did. My heart was transformed. And because of that, my relationships were also massively affected, because suddenly I could see more clearly the value of everyone else. And we're just stuck. We just get stuck in these emotional states, don't we? And then we can't operate correctly. We can't see each other properly. You know, it's really, it's just profound what you're doing, Katie. Okay, I wanted to ask you. Yeah, it is. I mean, obviously it's fruit of your friendship with Jesus. But it really is. I mean, I see the lives that you're changing every day, and I'm just so thankful, so thankful. Mm-hmm. And now the fact you're going to be equipping people around the world in how to do this too, because you have language. And I love that you've been able to verbalize your internal process. You're equipping us with keys, biblical keys, relationship keys with Holy Spirit, to be able to do the work of Jesus, you know, which is to heal the sick and raise the dead and cleanse lepers and deliver people who are in bondage and just set the captives free, right? So I wanted to ask you, for people who've not moved in this yet, or want to go deeper and become more effective, what would you say are like the first really important keys to just move forward, to be able to be bold
And when they see people who are sick, what do they do next to begin to see this start to happen?
Yeah, that's a good question. See, I am able to do this because of, believe it or not, people like, there's no scriptures in the Bible about how to work metal miracles. Actually, there's tons and tons. I mean, I have a whole class just filled with scripture. So ask the Holy Spirit to give you a revelation is my first thing. Give you a revelation of the administration.
Yeah.
You know, so that you understand how to administrate the miracle from the Holy Spirit speaking to you through the scriptures, not just like pray this, but this is what's involved. This is what you need to do first. This is what you should do second. And I'm not trying to put it in a box, but you can use a loose outline, a framework that God provides you through a revelation through the scriptures. And they are there on how to work metal miracles, trust and believe 100%. And that, because that empowers you. When you have the word behind you and the administration behind you, then you have way more confidence to know what to do. So that's like the first things for anybody. And then second, like go watch a bunch of metal miracles. Go watch my miracles. Go watch Randy Clark's. Go watch, you know, Tony Kemp, whoever that has worked metal miracles, and build your faith for it. Because, you know, the testimony is Jesus, right? And as we watch these testimonies, they're faith builders, and it gets us more courageous. I have people come all the time that will come to a meeting and they'll have metal, or their husband or their family member will have metal, and then the metal will disappear. And I'll say, you know, I'm interviewing the family, like you said, because that helps build credibility that the miracle happened. And it helps build faith in everyone in the room. And so I'll interview the family members, and I'll be like, what do you think about that? You saw them. Were they in pain? What kind of pain? What kind of immobility? And they'll interview, and I'll say, so what do you think about all this? And they'll say, oh, I knew it was going to happen.
Wow.
I said, well, how'd you know it was going to happen? They're, oh, we've been watching you for years and seeing all these metal miracles. So I just knew when we got here, it was going to happen. So just by them, the family member or the loved one or that person watching the miracles itself, their faith grew to receive the miracle. So your faith will also grow to administrate the miracle as you saturate yourselves in these types of videos.
Yeah, it's so brilliant. It does. Your faith just ignites, isn't it? And I you know, and when you actually see Jesus moving, you know, by his spirit and the angelic working with you, when you see these miracles happen, I mean, your own faith explodes for it, doesn't it? You can't go back from there.
Yeah.
I remember praying for somebody a while back who had a very damaged back, very damaged vertebrae, and an angel came with me, suddenly showed up right next to me. I could see them in the spirit, feel the very powerful angel, you know, and the Holy Spirit was all over me, and just took it. I literally moved my hand towards this person, didn't even touch them. And faith was exploding inside of me, and bang, the power of God hit them. They fell on the floor and they got completely healed. I mean, it was just incredible. But that's a transformed life, you know, right there. And it's just profound. Okay, Katie, will you pray for people? I know you guys out there, those of you who are sick, you'll be like, hey, pray for me. You know, because we need each other, right? We need to join our faith together and receive what's our inheritance. What, there's a huge yes in heaven towards you for your healing. So will you pray for us, Katie?
Absolutely. Father, I release the glory, because in your presence, there is power over matter. And that includes biological matter and solid matter, matter of any kind. So the same glory that you gave Jesus, he gave to us. We release that glory into this broadcast. It's already present. The presence of God is already here. And now I speak to your soul. And if there is any trauma that is nestled or hidden inside your mind, your will, your emotions, or your physical body, I command that trauma to come out right now. I release the Holy Spirit to flood into every part of your soul and your body, to wash away all trapped and impacted trauma, all the memory that's being held in your body, negative trauma memory in your body. I wash it out with rivers of living water, cleansing your mind of memories, your will of memories, your emotions of memories right now. I curse those trauma trees that are growing in you, and I pull them out by the root in the name of Jesus right now. Every single trauma, I pull those traumas out by the root right now. Every one of them through the layers right now have to come out right now, in the name of Jesus, right now, right now, right now. And I decree right now, every crippling spirit, every spirit that's on you, that's twisting the bones, causing pain in the bones, causing pain through that metal, I shut you right now, and I command you, come out in the name of Jesus right now. I suspend time. I say, sun, stand still in the midst of heaven. Moon, stay in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still and the moon stayed until Joshua took revenge on all his enemies. We take revenge and get justice for you on your enemies that are attacking your body, causing bone pain, joint pain, metal pain, implant pain, and I cast you out in the name of Jesus right now. And I thank you, Father. I loose the angel. I loose the angel to adjust bones, to pull out metal, to bring body parts in the name of Jesus. I loose the angel to work with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, go right now. Regenerate bone matter. Help dissolve. I command the metal to dissolve, the implant to dissolve. In the name of Jesus, right now, right now, right now, in Jesus' name, right now, right now, right now, in the name of Jesus, now, come out. Metal dissolve, implant dissolve, bones regenerate and go back into place now, in the name of Jesus, now. Thank you, Lord God.
Wow, the power of the Holy Spirit released just then. My gosh. Oh, wow. I saw like temples inside of people, temples. And there were like platforms where there'd been historic trauma and it had provided a landing place for the enemy, where the enemy had been able to create strongholds through belief systems and yes, trapped God. Energy states. And it was, some of it was generational, some of it was your own present life experience. And the Lord was just ripping these altars out, these platforms, altars out. As Katie was praying, they were just being systematically dismantled and removed sovereignly by Jesus. Whew, every assignment that has been leveled against your life and against your bloodline, the Lord has just done a powerful, powerful redemptive work, applying his blood to your life to see you free, and your body will transform now. It will transform. Holy Spirit, wow. And I could see Holy Spirit moving as light, as Katie was praying, going up and down your body, reforming, restoring. He's the creator of everything, right? He speaks one word. He speaks and creates. And now he speaks and creates through us. And he was speaking and creating physical matter to perfect your body, that which has been out of his original design for your life. You're being restored, as Katie was praying. So we agree. We thank you, Lord. And the final thing I'll just say is I saw energy states as these altars, these landing places of the enemy were being removed. So was all the energy, the toxic energy held in your body because of historic trauma. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you are doing right now. Thank you that you are restoring your people back to our original design. Your intention for our life is that we would be whole, body, soul, and spirit. Body, soul, and spirit. And you came, Jesus. You came and you died and you rose and you, so that we could have abundant life. And this is abundant life. Wow. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the miracles.
Thank you, Lord.
Do you want to say anything else before we
finish?
Yeah,
I just saw like the mind control, those altars that you saw. Like there's mind control in there, and it's controlling your mind to believe that you're going to stay in that state, that you can't get healed from that state, that you're having that pain, that you're being tormented in your mind. But those mind control altars, I judge them and I command them to break apart in agreement with what Liz saw right now. You break apart. You pour out ashes, you will not continue, you altar of mind control, to make them believe that they can't get the miracle, that they're always going to be sick, that they're always going to be in pain, that they're not going to see the manifestation. I judge that, and I break it apart, and I cast out, mind control, out, in the name of Jesus now.
Oh, wow.
I saw a knife just cutting through, like a hot knife cutting through a stick of butter. Like, it's that easy.
Wow. Yes. Ooh. Yes.
the absolute power and authority of the living God. Wow. Wow, has the final say over your life. This is your moment. It's your moment. Receive this. Keep listening to this over and over and over until the manifestation of your wholeness begins to be present in your physical body. It's your time to live in internal peace, to live in mental peace, emotional peace, and your body to be in wholeness. Nothing missing. Radiating Jesus. It's who you are as a child of God. There's one on the earth right now to shine and showcase the power of Jesus. Wow. Oof. Amen. Yes. Wow.
This year is the year for wholeness. Amen.
Wholeness. Yes. Amen. We agree. We agree, Katie. I am seriously passionate about this at the moment that we're rising strong together, not limping along, but strong, revealing God, revealing Christ in us, operating governmentally without anything holding us back, no stronghold, no sickness, nothing, no mental torment, no deception, no lies. I think the enemy's about to get the shock of his life, hey, Katie, as we rise, so many of us out of what's felt like the ashes of our lives, because it's Christ in us that's rising. And I believe we're coming to a time where we will not see sickness in the body.
Amen. So,
amen. 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 How powerful is our God, hey? How powerful is he?
100% agree, yes.
Yeah, amen. Katie, you're amazing. Thank you so much for being with us.
I can't wait to see you at the conference.
Me too. And guys, if you can come to California and be with us.
No.
It's going to be incredible, Encounter 2025. It'll be Katie and myself, Dr. Brian Simmons, Richard Gordon, Jackie Baker, and just hundreds and hundreds of us all sitting at the feet of Jesus. And he said he's going to pour his glory out. So we're expectant. Come and see us if you can. Katie, thank you. We love you.
Love you.
And love you guys too. Have an amazing week and see you next week. God bless. Hi, if you want to join us for Encounter 2025, and I hope you can, you're either able to be with us in person or you can live stream. It's going to be an amazing experience. Every year when we do this event, people come from all around the world and literally Holy Spirit pours out. We have 3 days together, all as one big family in the glory. And there are many, many miracles, many encounters, many lives changed. It's going to be the first weekend in April. You can jump onto lizwright.org and get tickets. The in-person tickets are selling fast, so I encourage you, if you do want to be with us, it's Yuba City in California, like I said, first weekend in April. If you do want to be with us, jump on. And then, of course, we have live stream tickets available, and I really, really pray that the Lord will make a way, and I look forward to being with you if you can be. God bless.